Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
And again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
If you're just joining us, we have Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana in studio. This is kind of our first week doing Murder Monday, talking about interesting, kind of scary, creepy murder stories. And today we're talking about, I guess they call him the dating game killer. And when we last left off, Ashley, you're saying this guy actually was on a dating show or the dating game, and you have audio of this?
Yeah, he was Bachelor Number One. So go ahead and play that. It's so creepy.
Bachelor Number One.
Yes.
What's your best time?
The best time is at night.
No.
Nighttime.
Why do you say that?
Because that's the only time there is.
No, there's not. There's more.
Time. What's wrong with morning, afternoon?
Yeah.
Well, they're okay, but nighttime's when it really gets good.
He sounds like a good contestant, though. Like, if I was a girl, I'd be like, oh, he's a bad boy.
Nighttime is when it really gets good. Red flag!
You guys, he's so charming. The whole time, he's been charming the pants off everyone. No one thinks he could be capable of any of these crimes. Gets on the dating game. You guys, he won.
She picked
Bachelor Number One.
No, honey, sweet baby angel. When a guy says his favorite time of day is night, you get out.
No,
GTFO.
But this is back in the day. This is back in the day. Alex, if you were that girl, you'd be like, ooh, he's a nighttime guy. That's my kind of guy. You would have probably picked him too.
Oh.
So, you guys, so she couldn't see him when she picked him. She did. Afterwards, they actually met up. She refused to go on the date with him because
Good.
He was such a skeever in person.
Smart girl.
Yeah, yeah. So he wins this show, totally charming, acts like nothing's wrong.
And the police, obviously, they have to see him on the show and be like, that's the guy we've been looking for, right?
Well, at this point, he's already been released. He served his time for tally. He's just, like, living a normal life, and no one knows he's this, like, pedophile murderer. So next summer after the dating game show, we are in 1979. A girl named Robin Samso, she's 12. Her and her friend go down to Huntington Beach just to hang out, play games. Immediately when they get on this beach, this dude with a camera hones in on them.
No.
He's, you know, can I take your picture? I work for a magazine.
Say no. Never fall for that. How many times do we hear this ploy, like, I'm going to get you famous. You're going to be a famous
mom. I feel like
mom.
Nowadays, though, like, every girl like, well, okay, if it's for Instagram, I'm down with that. Okay.
The Instagram thoughts, a.k.a. me, are going to be like, okay, well, fine. If it's for the gram, I might say
gram.
Yes.
Right. So, well, she does say yes. She's 12. But luckily, her neighbor comes up, and her neighbor, like, sees she's an adult. This is no good. He, as soon as he sees the neighbor, runs off. Like, he's sketchy.
Good, yeah.
The girls walk home, but then Tally has to go to ballet practice. So she gets on her bike, rides off, is never seen alive again.
Oh my gosh.
She stuck around.
So her friend, obviously, identifies the only person they saw that day was this creepy man with a camera. And she worked with police to put together a sketch of him. Now, his parole officer, his old parole officer, sees this sketch and he immediately calls the police. And they're like, he's like, dude, this is like a picture of this guy. He has a history with young girls.
Yeah.
He's bad news. You at least got to go talk to him. So while they're tracking him down, they end up finding Robin's body only miles from where Rodney lives. In his parents' basement,
of course,
I might add.
It always is.
Yeah. Yeah. So they find her body. They're getting everything together. They're putting together their case. They really think they have the guy here. So while he's in jail, though, his sister comes to visit him. And they're in this room, and he thinks no one's listening. And, like, for anyone who's listening, you only have privacy if you're with your lawyer. If you're with anyone else, like, they can listen in.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So his sister's there. He leans into his sister, and he's like, hey. I have this storage locker in Seattle.
No!
Nope.
Need you to do me a favor.
No, you say no. I don't care if you're a sister.
I need you to get there, unload the storage locker, get rid of everything. The police cannot know about it.
Oh, I'm getting Silence of the Lambs vibes.
You
remember
guys,
that?
I have a brother, and I love my brother, but, like, I mean, I would go see what's in it, but, like, I'm going to turn him in.
Yeah.
You would look?
Oh, I would look for sure.
You
oh
guys.
My gosh.
So... What they don't know, though, is that police are searching his house, found a receipt for the storage locker, and they are actually on their way to the storage locker before his sister can get there.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just imagining jars with faces in them. I'm imagining every horrible thing possible at this point.
What would you put in a storage locker, Joe?
Probably like camping, you know, materials
camping
and like
material.
My DJ gear and not dead bodies.
So
can't end up good.
What is in the storage locker is going to blow your mind.
All right, we're going to find out what was in that storage locker next. It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. We've got Ashley Flowers in studio from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana. Is anybody shooketh?
I am.
Okay, coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show. Hang on.